This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. So,
yeah, getting a lot of feedback already on this one.
Well, I don't know where this is from. Somebody took a screenshot of their TV. All it says is thermostat recommendations. 78 degrees when you're home.
78?
78 when you're home.
Stop.
No.
85
at 78.
85 when you're away. 82 degrees when you're sleeping. I guess that's for Texas. That's what they're recommending.
Oh,
that's what ERCOT is.
So what are your folks doing? What are Warren and Pam doing? Are they sleeping at 82 degrees?
No, Warren and not Pam are not sleeping at 82 degrees. No way. No way.
No way?
No, not a chance. They are empty nesters. They're not about that. They're going to live comfortably.
I'm just thinking.
They got it completely cleared out.
Completely. So, yeah, so that is the least prioritized thing on their mind.
They give your sister the boot?
Das Boot.
She is a junior at Oklahoma.
Sooner family?
My sister is a Sooner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, she's a Sooner. Yep.
Westchester says 78 to 79 is ideal. 80 and above starts to affect your fridge and freezer too much. It's true. I lost a good beer fridge last summer to
garage.
Too warm in there. Yeah,
it's hard on equipment.
Austin says anything over 68 is unacceptable.
Can we go ahead and say Austin probably much like myself and Huckabee, probably a man of some substance. There's going to be a very very. Black line.
Fat guys like it colder. Skinny
guys
like it warmer.
Big guys.
Yeah, big guys.
Big boned.
With a lot of muscle mass.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Men of measure.
No, just big dudes.
Big boned.
That's right.
I just thought that was classy. Remember that big and tall shot put on Kings of Pipe? Men of measure.
Yeah.
Tall and fat.
You know what that building originally was? It was a movie theater.
Really?
And back when I was like a little kid, it was a dirty movie theater.
Really?
Yeah.
And guys walking in there in trench coats?
I don't know. Like, I was little. I just know it was. I think they showed, one of those famous ones from back in the 70s got shown there.
What, Debbie Does Dallas?
Yeah, something like that. Deep or Throat. Behind the Green Door. Yeah, one of those. One of the old ones.
I'm having a very difficult time with the Ricker Ridge smoking on question. Mm-hmm. You put 69 to 72 and then 73 to 76. But both the 69 and the 76 are way out of range. I have no idea where to go here.
Now, what about heat during the winter? Where do you keep it at? Because I'm going to blow your minds.
I can't remember, like 68 or so maybe? Like when it's really cold out,
yeah.
You can keep it around 68 or so.
Wow.
It just depends. Maybe 70. I don't know. What do you do?
62. Between 62 and 64. Ton of blankets on the bed, sweatshirts. You can save a lot of money in the winter, buddy.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
I got a little space heater down.
That's the other thing. I've got one of those oil-filled radiators. So I can pretty much close off my living room. You just plug that thing in, and it warms the room.
Oh, yeah. Great space heater.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Kenny says it's been living in 65 degrees since the day I was born. He walks in. I mean, that's the boss move when you walk in. So that's Tony Vitello energy right there. You walk into it, somebody else's house, and just immediately go to the thermostat and change it to your preferred temperature. Don't even ask.
So to use like a Game of Thrones as a reference, could you ever live at something like The Wall? where it's just, you know, it's going to be miserably frostbite cold, I mean, the rest of your miserable life.
If you don't know any different, right? I mean, if you try.
I mean, I would much prefer to live in like Jamaica.
You're trying to explain the concept of air conditioning or central heating to somebody in the Middle Ages. They're going to be like, what? What is this electricity you speak of?
Well, they had those giant fireplaces in every bedroom.
Oh, my God. Think of all the great historical moments where it just filled with smelly people. King Arthur's Circle. Those guys smelled terrible at the and Circle.
The Knights of the Round Table, you
mean? Oh, yeah.
The Circle.
I mean, Jesus' time in the temple.
Jesus walking yeah. with the cross. They all smelled bad, probably.
Figured that would be the least of his worries at that
point.
No doubt.
He's got other stuff.
The Roman Emperor in Caesar's court. Charlemagne being crowned emperor, everybody just smelled like butt.
How bad do you think it smelled out in the far South Pacific during World War II when those guys had no showers and they were, you know, fighting the Japs across the Pacific?
Probably not good,
Bear. Beat them back to their home island.
Probably not good, Bear. What do you think it smelled like in one of General Nealon's locker rooms back in the day?
Oh God, there's nothing worse. The football locker rooms have not changed.
Sweaty man and foot fungus.
Poo.
What?
It does. It's a melange of just the most god-awful smells ever.
It depends,
and there's nothing. The nastiest smell I've ever smelled in my life are nasty shoulder pads.
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, they're
mildewy funk. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
hockey
locker rooms.
Oh,
are
they're
the worst.
God awful. Yeah, I agree with you.
There is a special
funk
that emanates from hockey locker rooms, and you can go read about
this. It makes my nose do.
And I was down at an Ice Bears game one day, and we were walking around like back behind the scorer's table and everything, where the visiting team comes out, and we saw these guys come out, and I was just like, "What is that smell?" And they're like, "That's the locker room." And they're like, "Yeah." Hockey locker rooms, not a good place. But if you go in like an NFL locker room or UT's locker room or an NBA like that, nowadays they keep those things so clean and they actually don't smell that bad. But what's weird is there is a difference between – I know this is fascinating conversation right now. We're going to Omaha here. We're just talking about the stinkiest locker rooms. The difference between an SEC locker room and – like a high school locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Huge difference.
Well, they've got the money to have it cleaned every day.
Yeah. But you also have, like, cinder block, no carpet. They have those weird black mats, you know, those rubber things that I guess you take out and just hose down every now and then.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I use those in restaurants.
It's not good.
That's the first thing I pulled out. I'll pull out at any restaurant I've ever worked at. You immediately pull those things outside and scrub the floor down, bleach it. And then those mats never come back inside. They do help your back a lot, though. It's a lot softer to stand on those things. We're really off the reservation now.
Vitello.
I'm just trying to go back to a historical moment.
Are you saying anything to Vitello? Like, say Vitello graced the Smith Manor with his presence.
That'd be awesome.
He climbs up the steps onto the main level of the mansion.
Shows up to my thermostat. I've got it on a nice 75, 76, like I'm feeling a little loose, wearing gym shorts, just hanging out, that kind of thing. And Tony V comes in and is just like, dude, it's too hot in here. Just walks straight up to my thermostat and sets it down to 70.
You'd be totally cool with it. I made you some sandwiches, Tony. Got some delicious sandwiches.
He is like Dan Cortez's character in that episode of Seinfeld.
Everybody wants to be his buddy.
You tell me to step off.
I don't know. I mean, what happens if your wife just gets all googly-eyed, though? Seems like that could lead to an issue.
No comment. It would, hey, man.
You mean you going to ask Tony to step outside and beat the hell out of his fists on your face?
No, but he can set the thermostat whatever he wants, if that's what it takes to keep him away from LSU. That's another thing, Tony. You don't go down. I mean, first of all, they smell like corn dogs. It's hot as hell down there. You're following a legend the expectations are going to be too high. Our stadium is going to be better than theirs. Our team's already better than theirs. You don't want to start over and go down there, TV. You don't want those problems. You don't need any of that. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. What temperature do you set your thermostat to? 56.8% of the audience says 69, nice, to 72 degrees. 29.5% of you cavemen out there are setting it to 68 or lower. 12.9% are going 73 to 76, and only 0.8% are going 0.8% are going 77 or higher. This group would never last under Texas's draconian energy laws, or I guess it's not a law. It is just a suggestion.
It's a recommendation.
Please do this so that we have power in July. What's going to happen? Because nobody's going to do this.
No.
Nobody's going to do this in Texas.
And then it's going to get worse come July and then come August.
Well, that's the decision that you have to make. But people are so greedy. They're just like, well, everybody else will do that, but I'll be fine. It's too hot. I got to have
so
it.
True.
But everybody's going to think that. And so nobody's going to abide by it. And then it's going to be
blackout
late July, and you're going to have nothing. You're going to have to sit there in your 95-degree house just because you couldn't tough it out at 78 for a couple of days.
We're such a lazy culture, aren't we?
So
like, how many of those things are we like, you know what, I'm not going to do this, but I know that everybody else has been asked to do this as well, so they probably – it's like voting. How many people are like, you know what, I'm not going to vote, but I know that everybody else is. There's a big movement, so I'm just going to go let them do it. It's like, how many things are we just so lazy in?
The littering.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, yeah, I can throw my trash wherever, but I can drive around. Everybody's doing it. And people are littering. That's the worst. People are the worst. Come on, people. You could tough it out, Texas. 78 degrees for a couple of days. You'd be one of those people, wouldn't you, Rick?
So would you.
I think I'd do it.
Oh, you. Pff. Okay. Yep.
I'd do it.
No.
I'm fine with it, man. I'm fine with the hot weather. I'm sitting here in jeans and a log sleeves right now.
You could do the oven and the washing machine. You could unplug the stuff.
I could do it.
You're not lasting through Wednesday. No way.
Stay with us. The drive continues. We get to these phones coming up here in just a second. Plus, the U.S. Open starts this week. Phil Mickelson, can he find the fountain of youth once again? He's been out there at Torrey Pines just practicing for the past couple of weeks. It's his home course. He's playing well. He just won the Masters. He's on a roll. Can he make it two in a row? We'll talk about that. More Tennessee football stuff for you as well. Stay tuned. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. So you're
We're watching Germany take on France in the Euros. Always exciting whenever a player scores. It's 1-0 France right now, a Germany own goal.
Who is
the only
scoring
through the first 80 minutes here? We'll see if Germany can climb back in it. This year, it's super exciting because FanDuel is paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro 2020 game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook, enter promo code DRIVE1, and pick your goal scorer for a shot at two times the payout. Whether you think Harry Kane will put one in for England, or Mbappe for France, Ronaldo scored twice today for Portugal, no matter who you pick, FanDuel will double your payout up to $250, and you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. There's no better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. The best betting lines, always on top promotions, and fast payouts. FanDuel is fantastic. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook with promo code DRIVE1 and choose any player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $250. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
We have a goal.
Goal!
Goal!
They
the
are
frogs
taking it.
Are really taking it to the crowd.
We're going to VAR. No, they've upheld it.
Yeah, there was nothing. He wasn't offside.
No, they took it away.
Oh, what?
They took it away.
What?
No go.
Again?
No. Yep.
They call him offsides?
I don't know. I'm not watching the game. I was doing the live read. You tell me.
So if you bet on the German player that scored the own goal, do you get that money?
I guess so.
Wow.
I guess so. You have to go check it out over at FanDuel. Folks, it's 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in with us, we'd love to hear from you. 546-8200. Neyland Stadium will be full this fall. University of Tennessee announcing that just a little while ago. And, what a long way we've come. This time last year, people are – you had Kirk Herbstreit saying he doesn't think football will be played last year. You had a lot of people saying – it'll be played. Nobody's in the stands. And you had some people speculating this could be a 2-year process. We could miss multiple football seasons. I know that it's become a political hot button like everything else that's even remotely controversial in society today.
Right.
I don't really have any opinions on that, but I do think it's pretty you have to say that a lot of people did a lot of good work to get to this point where it's pretty much a thing of the past when it applies to the sports world, and we're able to move forward with full crowds at most of these big sporting events.
Yeah, I saw an interesting statistic earlier, right before we came on the air. 99% of the deaths now due to COVID are from people that haven't gotten the vaccine.
Well, that stands to reason.
So,
imagine that.
Y'all do you.
I think most people are hopefully doing the right thing by themselves.
It is pretty incredible just to have this whole, this whole engine back up and running, and knowing that we're going to be going into next football season. And look, in case something insane were to happen between now and then, which I certainly do not foresee, they're getting ahead of this early and getting people prepared early. It's great to now. I mean, that's one of the last big steps to me. And to finally getting out of this whole thing is seeing that sport, one of the ones that started the whole thing last year, to see that kind of come back to normalcy. I think that's going to be a big sign of good things to come.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So it will be a relief to see Neyland Stadium full without Jeremy Pruitt. One notable exception missing from Neyland this fall should be a fantastic sight.
I'll add in another one. No Jarrett Garantano. You're going to see another quarterback. And boy, isn't that a pleasant thing to look forward to. A little bit of competition going into it.
Bags have been packed for quite some time. Just waiting on that final shuttle to leave the Hotel Garantano for good. Can't wait to see it in my rearview mirror. Should be fantastic. I hate ripping on JG.
I wasn't even trying to do it ripping myself. It's just that
you said you're glad that he wasn't there.
I said that's your second notable name. I said that it is refreshing to be able to go into a season now with a full open quarterback competition, to where we know that there's not a fallback plan that they are inevitably going to go to 3 games into the season for good.
Well, let me ask, who will you miss less, Jeremy Pruitt or
Jeremy Pruitt? Come on. Come on.
Oh, man. You could suffer through one more year of JG.
Oh, yeah. If that was the terrible, the terrible decision you're giving me.
Well, you're assuming that you're going to have a reasonable coach who's going to who just play somebody else at that position.
Maybe somebody who would have at least tried another one before the season completely was wiped out.
What do we think Jeremy Pruitt leaves his thermostat on when he's not at home? Well, I don't want to pay for the extra electricity, especially since I didn't get my buyout. Okay, so if we could go ahead and leave that thermostat at about 88 degrees, that would be all right.
Also,
right.
I'm in New York now, where it's just kind of cold.
It's hot up there. What's wrong with these the Jokic brothers?
They go hard. They go hard in the paint.
I mean, the brothers were ready to fight.
Those Eastern Europeans, they don't take well to their kin. Seeing somebody square up and getting set to throw, they'll have their guys back. I kind of like it. What did I say earlier? Did I say that Phil won the Masters? He didn't win the Masters.
No, he won the PGA.
PGA.
Matsuyama won the Matsuyama won the Masters. And congratulations to him. So we've got the U.S. Open starting Thursday. We're going to be watching the first round out at Jets Pizza and Farragut. We would love to see you out there if you want to come out and enjoy some golf, some cold beer, some warm pizza. Jets Farragut Thursday, 3 to 6, The Drive, live in West Knoxville.
So if you remember last year, Bryson DeChambeau won the event with a 6-shot victory. And more notably, I believe he was the only one to finish under par at Winged Foot.
Yeah, he ran away with it.
He did. And again, he was the only one to even go under par on that one. So I'm looking for him as kind of my early favorite here in the beginning of the week.
Nah, Kepka's all in his head now.
They said they're not pairing them together. They've already come out and stated that.
Why? Well, there's a
they were the NCAA tournament selection committee. They play together all 4 days.
There's some conflicting stories going around. Apparently, somebody on the Golf Channel earlier today said that they had approached DeChambeau saying, "Would you like? We'd like to pair you with Kepka." And he said, "No way." But he's saying that absolutely did not happen.
So DeChambeau's agent said that talk of such a request by the United States Golf Association was quote 100% false.
Put them together then. Miss it. See them doing that to each other. It's completely breaking all the golf etiquette.
Oh, my God. It'd be incredible. It'd be must-see TV.
Just make noises when he's in his backswing.
I thought that was an actual hiccup for a second.
No, huh? Miss it.
You're wrong. I think it'd be fun to see them on the final day.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pulling for Phil, man. I'd like to see him make it two in a row. He's never won a U.S. Open. He's playing well. Love to see the old guys do well.
That's going to be a pretty big ask. Where are they at? Where is this
Torrey Pines. Yep. Right where he grew up. That's his home course. He's been taking the last couple of weeks off.
That thing is just plays almost as rough as humanly possible.
Has he played since his PGA Championship win?
I don't think so. They say that he's been there for the past month or so, just playing Torrey Pines.
He'll get that bag again. He could get another big payday.
So he'll know the course like the back of his hand.
So he played one. He played the following weekend at the Charles Schwab Challenge, but has not played anything since then.
Hmm. Should be a fun tournament. I love it when they have the majors out on the West Coast, and you can watch golf on Saturday and Sunday night. Of course, we'll be doing voluntary reaction. 2 o'clock game for Tennessee on Saturday. Game should be over 4:30. Bear and I will be with you on the Fan Run app talking about it. As Tennessee opens up the College World Series against Virginia in Omaha, and we could sit back and watch some golf while we're at it. And hopefully there'll be some drama on the back nine Sunday evening in San Diego. Tennessee getting set to head out to Omaha. As we talk about, they play Virginia on Sunday. if you guys were advising Tony Vitello and Frank Anderson as far as who gets the ball Sunday night to pitch that first game, who are you guys going with?
Cheese.
Yep.
Any thought to doing what you did in the SEC tournament and pitching Heflin in that first game? And keep in mind, he hasn't pitched in a long time.
Yeah,
that's fresh.
That is the crazy thing, is that you never even needed him on Monday. So he's going to be going a long time. I still do stick with what Bear originally said, what I originally went with. I'm still sticking with the guy that I feel like has got us here all season long. And that right there is Chad Dallas. I just think he's been really good lately, very consistent. Given had some certain problems in a couple of different areas, but, man, I really do believe in consistency. And I think that's something we've seen work for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean...
But no doubt, I don't think that's your only option.
Well, I like the fact that even though all three pitchers are different stylistically and what they bring to the table, I don't think they're that different in terms of quality. I don't know that it matters that much what you go with in the rotation. But it's not like the last time you were here and Hoshaver was far and away the best pitcher on your staff, or back in 95 when R.A. Dickey was your ace. I guess technically, yeah, Chad Dallas is your ace. But in terms of quality and effectiveness.
Jesus, we had Helton and Dickey.
I don't know that he's that much better than your other two main starters, or Camden Sewell for that matter.
So to your point, and here's what the statistics say, and I find these very interesting. So far, just talking about the NCAA tournament alone, talking about earned run average in the NCAA tournament, Will Heflin, who, by the way, obviously has had considerably less amount of time on the field, he's leading the team with a 1.69 ERA. Then you got Hundley with 3.48, Tidwell 4.26, Chad Dallas with 4.35. But if you go back to last weekend in the Super Regionals, Chad Dallas had an unbelievable game. We all know that. He had 12 strikeouts, had a 1.50 ERA.
Getting roughed up against Wright State skews that statistic.
Yes,
for him.
It certainly does. So, again, I'm still really sticking with that guy. Again, don't really see an issue either way, especially if you maybe want to go with Heflin to start things out again. But if it's me, I like the consistency.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Vitello sets that up. I don't think you can go wrong with any of those selections. But you are hoping that whoever starts that first game and probably whoever starts that second game pitches again, because you're hoping to play five times or win five times. You could play six times, I suppose.
Are you surprised at all? I guess I should say that besides Sean Hundley, Redmond Walsh is pretty much the second main guy out of our bullpen, or at least has been so far through the NCAA tournament in terms of just the statistics of being on the field.
I think we basically got a three-man bullpen right now with Sewell, Walsh, and Hundley.
Yeah.
And we basically have six pitchers. And
yeah.
I think that's how you set that up, and you try and whatever you got to do to get there is what. It's not like Major League Baseball where you've got a five-man rotation and a full bullpen of five-plus guys that you can go to. It's very defined. You know, it's not a ton of options. I know they've got other pitchers on the roster, and we're going to need some of them next year, but I don't think that it's too many hard decisions out there in terms.
Sure.
He pretty much knows how he's going to play. It's a final out. France has defeated Germany 1-0. Oh, that German guy scored an own goal, man. That's got to be a bad feeling for him
sucks.
As he heads back to the locker room. Stay with us. Matt Huckabee is back with the top five at five. And then we'll go open lines the rest of the way. You're listening to The Drive. More Fan Run Radio coming up.